Still other friends, we welcome you today to our gospel broadcast, and we greet you in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our meditation continues on that true story of two men in life, two men in death, and two men in eternity, taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. 'Tis related by the Son of God himself, and how perfectly he describes by this story the history of every human being, their life, their death, and their eternal existence. My beloved friend, let us not forget, this is really your history and mine. My life and your life, my death and your death, and then your existence and mine in all eternity. From Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 21, in our preceding message, we began the story of these two men in life. The rich man and the poor man, named Lazarus. We analyzed the record of the rich man. And now today we consider the record of the poor man named Lazarus. We quote the account as it is written in verses 20 and 21. The Savior saying, "There was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate, that is at the rich man's gate, full of sores, and desirous to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores." Unquote. Now let us consider Lazarus the beggar. But may I emphasize, do not forget he was a genuine character in history. There was a certain beggar, said the Savior. He actually lived. First, shall we not consider his name, Lazarus? The fact that his name is recorded is a genuine proof that he was an actual living person. For you never find the Savior ever naming persons by name when he speaks in a parable. So this fact that the beggar is so named indicates the truth of his experience. But understand the meaning of his name. For Lazarus means God my help. And there is no question of doubt that due to his extremity, he could very well and undoubtedly was looking to God for help. One made the statement many years ago, God must love poor people, for he has so many of them. Did not our Savior declare, "The poor ye have with you always"? Was it not also recorded of the Savior that the poor people heard him gladly? It is possibly true. For one thing is certain, poor people turn to God for help more than the rich, being so dependent for help. And we read of his poverty. He was called a beggar, one indeed that was seeking to find assistance by the unfortunate occupation of begging. The world has many such today who in their deep poverty depend upon the donations of others. However, it is no shame to be classed among the poor when we remember the great Creator coming to the earth. He was born in a stable. He was cradled in a manger. He was raised in the despised city of Nazareth. And during his public ministry, he said, "The foxes of their holes, the birds of the air of their nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." Furthermore, when the Savior died at his death, he was laid in a borrowed tomb. and the funeral procession only consisted of perhaps no more than 4 or 5 people, with no officiating minister attending the graveside service. He was poor. One has well written those words which many years ago we sang with the children. I'd rather be poor and know Jesus than own the whole world and be king. For it's only those who know Jesus in heaven his praises shall sing. But Lazarus was not only poor, he was despised. There at the entrance of the rich man's home he lay. There he was, unwanted and despised by not only the rich man, but undoubtedly by many others. Another fact regarding Lazarus, he was a diseased person. He was sick, full of sores, putrefying sores, filled with disease. And those running sores were licked by the roving dogs as Lazarus lay helpless in this condition. The Savior's description is of a real, genuine person who was in the most pitiful situation of a poor beggar, ostracized by society, never being fed by even the crumbs from the rich man's table, so despised. Now, why should the Savior describe Lazarus like this? So definitely different to the rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen. This contrast could never be more severe than it is. But why, my friend? There is only one answer, which the record proves as we read on and shall study it, and it is this. Lazarus, though in the depths of human misery and poverty, was prepared for eternity. Outwardly, the world thought more highly of the rich man. But may I say, faithfully, God thought more highly of Lazarus the beggar. I wonder if you recall the words of God as he spoke them to Samuel the prophet many centuries ago, when he sent Samuel to anoint David, the son of Jesse, as king of Israel. When Samuel looked over the sons of Jesse and all who came before him, he thought, surely this must be the Lord's anointed. But the Lord rejected them all. And the Lord said to Samuel those words, man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh upon the heart. 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7. Now the subsequent events of these two men whom we are considering prove to us that God knew the heart of this poor beggar named Lazarus. He was prepared for eternity. Now this raises an important question for every one of us. Am I prepared for eternity? Whatever the condition of my life, prosperous or otherwise, rich or poor, educated or not educated, black or white, yellow or brown, whatever the color we may be. Am I prepared for eternity? The road of life, my beloved friends, leads every one of us into eternity. Listen to the words of the Lord Jesus on another occasion. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way, which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. These words are found, spoken by the Lord Jesus, recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Will you note very sensibly and clearly, from our scripture the Lord has spoken, there are two gates. One is wide enough, plenty of room to enter. There are two ways. One is broad, which is crowded by many. The other is a narrow way, with very few upon it. And yet there are two destinies. One, the broad road, leads to destruction. The other leads to life, and that eternal. My beloved, two roads and two destinies. Which one may you be on? To which destiny are you going? The rich man was on the broad road. The poor beggar Lazarus was on the narrow way. Again we raise the question, are you and I sure that we are on the right way? Which one are you? One leads up to glory, the other leads to eternal woe. One goes up, the other goes down. One has well written the question, as we see these two gates, these two ways, these two roads, and their two destinies. One recognizes we have a choice to make. And well did the poet write the words, choose now, just now, your soul is at stake. Oh, what will your answer be? 'Tis life or death, and your choice that you make is made for eternity. My beloved radio friend, there are many choices that you and I have to make during life and in life. But may I say, the greatest choice and the most important during our life that we should make is to choose where we will spend eternity. Eternity, eternity, 'tis heaven or hell for you and me. Make now your choice. Which shall it be? Oh, thank God, here was but a poor beggar, but who was prepared for eternity. I think of a dear old fellow being said or spoken to by the doctor as he lay upon his bed. The doctor telling him, I'm sorry to say, uncle, you must die soon. You have not long to live. The dear old fellow looked up with a bright smile and said, don't let that worry you, doc. That's what I've been living for. My beloved friend, are you looking forward to eternity? And best of all, eternity with Christ, which is far better. Father, bless thy precious and holy word. Sanctify it by thy Holy Spirit to the blessing of all. In Jesus' name, amen.